This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've also ordered my commanders to develop operational plans to strike ISIS-K assets, leadership, and facilities. We will respond with force and precision at our time, at the place we choose, in the moment of our choosing. Here's what you need to know. These ISIS terrorists will not win.
How convenient. We get a note. U.S. airstrike killed two high-profile, finger quotes, ISIS-K members in Afghanistan. This is reported from the Pentagon. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it the same way I believe that global climate change is the biggest existential threat to the world. I believe it the same way I believe that the Wu flu is the dangerous virus that's going to kill us all. It's a pandemic, man. It's a pandemic, man. You better get the wives and the kids out. Sound like Chris Tucker. Yeah, conveniently, literally, what, a couple days after the ISIS guys killed 13 Marines, dozens, the last number I got was 90 Afghanistan citizens. Joe Biden found out exactly where they were in the midst of all the chaos, and he took care of business. And guess what they mean? They killed him, man. I killed Osama bin Laden. I killed Osama bin Laden. Remember when Barack Obama did what he was supposed to do? They got the intel, and they made it sound like he had to make the tough decision. Do you go after Osama bin Laden? He's the number one criminal on the planet. Should we go after him? I don't know. What about you? What do you think? I mean, a third grader would have said, okay, so he's our number one guy, the bad guy? Yeah, let's get him. But it was such a monumental decision. I've seen all these, you know, post-analysis of it. And to Barack Obama, he was charged with an amazing decision. He made an amazing decision to go get Osama bin Laden. Yeah, something a three-year-old would have told you to do. So Biden, man, the timing couldn't be better. It just couldn't be better. They struck us, we struck back at a time of our picking, of our choosing. Nobody tells us when to do it. We'll do it whenever we want, and we just got it done. Now, back to the mission at hand. The count, the body count of how many people we get out of Afghanistan. Oh, and by the way, we may not have deterred ISIS-K from doing any more bombs. We may not. In fact, if I can believe the news stories, the likelihood of more bombings by ISIS-K is pretty good. But don't forget, we just killed two of their top high-profile people. Dun, 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 dun. I wish you guys could see me acting this out, because this is worthy of an Emmy. I'm just saying, if they took it back from Cuomo, maybe they would consider giving it to me, because I'm really acting this out. I want you to understand the gravity of the situation. Right? We have troops over. We're going to evacuate. I'm not going to tell anybody because it is a matter of national secret. But when I do get the list together of people we need to save, I'll give it to the enemy, the Taliban, because they might be able to help me find these people and get them out of the country while our military is not there. Oops. If I make a mistake, I'll bring the military back. Because here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to prevent having to bring them back again in the droves, tens of thousands. We need to cut terrorists at the bud. So how do we do this? We put terrorists in charge and we leave. And then we leave a bunch of people that could be held hostage, because you never know what the terrorists may need to negotiate on. And oh, I might just do what my predecessor, Baby Black Jesus, did and drop pallets of cash, of all currencies, in the middle of the night on a big transport plane, if they'll let our people go. And if we do happen to have anybody left anywhere in the world, we will get those people freed for them so those jihadis can go back out into the world and attack other people. Yeah, I see the strategy in that, Joey Demento. You're a genius. Yeah. So the story says that two high-profile ISIS-K terrorist group members were killed. Who are they? The 82nd Airborne. Here's what they say. Two paratroopers assigned to the 1st Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, conduct security while a C-130 Hercules takes off during evacuation. That was what they led into the story. And then the story was the Pentagon confirmed on Saturday that two high-profile ISIS-K terrorist group members were killed in Afghanistan. Yesterday, military forces conducted an over-the-horizon, meaning they flew up, they spotted them, they had drones going over and boop, 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 all over. Yeah. Meanwhile, we begged the Taliban, will you please help us, please? Stop beating up Americans, please. And will you move the fence back and give us more room? And will you please provide safe passage for our people? And they say, oh, we're working with them. I just saw a report. It was a general. We're working with the Taliban, giving them information. Yeah, they are. They give, you know what information they're giving them? They're giving them all the information on the people who are in Afghanistan stuck that they'd like to get, and hopeful that the Afghanis will say, well, look, this future money that the United States is going to give us is worth us turning over their citizens. Unbelievable the level of incompetence here. And they want to make you believe that they got it under control. Two, quote, high profile, not ISIS, ISIS-K, specific. See, this is when you can smell a conspiracy of the media where you go, oh, yeah, a little too convenient that everybody's seized on this topic. And who's reporting it? The Pentagon. The Pentagon. I'd like to see some DNA. They talk about data all the time in science. I'd like to see some science. And who are these people? Are they really? Or what level of profile do they have? What's their Q score? Because I'm going to bet you money you don't even know who they are. You don't even know their names. But they're high profile. I want to see them, you know, not being, I want to be morbid. I want to see the bodies. I want to see video. I want to see people that I trust going in and checking their pulse, making sure they didn't give them that zombie medicine that makes you just lay there and have to not do anything, can't flick your eyeballs or anything. I want to see actual data that proves everything they're saying, because I don't believe it. I don't believe they killed anybody. Certainly don't believe they're high-profile targets. So, call me a skeptic, call me whatever you want, but as my grandfather would say, just call me for dinner. We got a lot to talk about today in this next hour, so stick with us, folks. It'll be worth it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Okay, I think we're going to call it a day. No, we're going to call it a day, Lucas. Lucas,
I appreciate it very much.
Prisoners were released in
thank
jail
you all
by
for
the Taliban.
Today. I appreciate
is that evidence that the Taliban much. ISIS might be in...
That was General Kirby, spokesperson for the Pentagon, refusing to answer a question of whether or not the Taliban released a bunch of ISIS bad guys. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe for one second that Joe Biden's military actually found the ISIS guys or the ISIS-K that committed the bombings and retaliated that fast. I don't believe it for one second. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not cynical. I'm not a skeptic. I've seen too much reality of how the media tries to create this narrative of, oh, Joe Biden, completely incompetent, 47 years of demonstrated incompetence, gets shoehorned into a role that he has no ability to do, and suddenly he's able to ferret out the one dude, you know, the two dudes in this case that are involved, and they're supposed to be high-level targets. We talked about it earlier. I don't believe it for one second.
These guys, right now, we still blame one guy for what happened in Benghazi. That's the only guy that's been found in Benghazi to have anything to do with it. You probably know, I don't remember his name. I bet you money you don't remember the person's name. But the one guy, he's the one that created all the stuff that happened on 9/11 in Benghazi, where we lost four Americans, two SEALs, or two special forces guys. I know one of them was a SEAL. I think the second one was too. But, and then we had wounded. Other ones were wounded. And it was one guy. You know, it's kind of like the one guy who started all right, the dude, the videographer in California. You remember? He was the one who, it was a video that caused them to do, and they sold that lie for a long enough time until they finally had to fess up to it. Don't believe for one second that we found these guys. Now, let me just tell you the anatomy of the lie. See, this is the anatomy of a lie. Because what these people want you to believe is that Joe Biden, and I said it earlier, sprung into action. He got people on the ground to make all this happen. And when the resources had dried up, now I talked about it earlier, but I want to give you the reasons that you can pretty much 99.9% know that this did not happen. And it has to do with the details of the story. So here's the story. The two ISIS-K operatives fatally blasted in a U.S. drone attack in Afghanistan on Friday were riding a motorbike at the time of the attack, a report says. Okay? So I'm going to stop there just to explain the anatomy of the lie. We were told these are two high-profile targets. And that they got them. And they want to see, oh, whoo, what's the reaction when you find out they got them? Now, my reaction was, well, who are they? How do we know that they just weren't two dudes out having a cup of, you know, Java and decide, you know, and got a drone because they look like somebody? I mean, we don't even know how many Americans are in Afghanistan. We don't even know who the real interpreters are, even though we're supposedly tracking them with biometrics and all kinds of stuff. But we can, within a day, find out who are members of ISIL or ISIS-K. And we know this with no operatives. Operatives are in hiding, running around in the most chaotic period that we've had in Afghanistan in two decades. And suddenly, we've got it in. If you had said to me you got them a year ago, I believe you. We had everything in place. But we got them now. But here's the interesting thing. The anatomy of the lie is they give you too much detail. If a guy's telling the truth, he's like, yeah, man, I went to the 7-Eleven. I got in the car. Dude robbed the store. And I left. Well, they say you robbed the store. I robbed. Look, go get video. I told you what I did. I went to the store. I got in my car and I left. You know, you don't, well, that day it was sunny and I was wearing my Speedos and I see, something strange is happening because I walk inside and, you know, the store is like totally, you know, they had a new thing up. Like I remember they had like this display of cigars, you know, and so when you start doing that, game over. So what they're telling us is they were riding a motorbike. Ask me if I care. You got them. Yeah, the two were en route. That's all I need to know. Were they in a Ford Bronco that had, you know, jacked up suspension? Here's what they say. I swear, this just cracks me up. What they want you to believe. The terrorist described by U.S. officials. See, that makes it, you know, they don't tell you who. They just say U.S. officials. They describe them as a planner and a facilitator. So these are the two big people. They were a planner and a facilitator. I've called on a lot of companies in my day. And when I wanted to talk to the big guy, I didn't say, hey, listen, who's over planning and who's over facilitation? I said, can you give me the admin to the CEO or the COO or the CFO? Or the CIO, what we call C-levels. Planners and facilitators don't sound like C-level people. And let me give you some more unnecessary detail. You ready for the anatomy of the lie? I'm going to read the sentence again. The terrorist, described by U.S. officials, unnamed, of course, as a planner and a facilitator, were on the back of a three-wheeler known as a tuk-tuk when they were targeted in the retaliatory strike. And so now we've got photographs, supposedly, of the strike and everything else. So they were riding a tuk-tuk, and they described the tuk-tuk. What does the tuk-tuk have to do with this? U.S. officials says the duo were members of ISIS-K. Well, there it is again. U.S. officials said it. It must be true. The local affiliate of the jihadist group that took credit for Thursday's bloodshed. So U.S. officials have verified that the people they took out are it. That's like, you know, the fox guarding the hen house. Yeah, of course. Look, we say it because we need it to be said. This is so leftism 101. I don't even know how anybody would read this story and not see through this crap. And here's what they go on to say. The Pentagon spokesperson, John Kirby. They were ISIS-K planners and facilitators, and that's enough reason they're alone. So somebody pressed them. They said at the Pentagon meeting, officials refused to identify the individuals killed by name or say if they played specific roles in the suicide bombing that killed 13 servicemen and at least 169 Afghans. And here's what I'm telling you. I said this from the very beginning. They will never give you the names of these people because they were nobodies. I don't even think these people were killed. They probably just drop some bombs in an empty field and they'll pretend that they have the DNA, but you'll never see it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping close tabs on Tropical Storm Ida.
We've got a million people in Louisiana without power. And some folks are still dealing with the storm surge and flash flooding. And there are roads that are impassable due to debris and down power lines.
Biden hosting a virtual White House meeting with governors and mayors in affected states and saying the federal government is fully on the case. The United States Department of Education is investigating five states for banning mask mandates in schools. The states are South Carolina, Iowa, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Utah. The department wants to know if statewide prohibitions on indoor masking discriminates against students with disabilities who are at heightened risk for severe illness from COVID. This is USA Radio News. Fewer Americans are signing contracts to buy homes. The National Association of Realtors saying pending home sales dropped by 1.8% in July. The group's chief economist calling it a sign the market may be starting to cool slightly. Meantime, the median price of an existing home jumped 18% in July. A new poll is out regarding troop withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all of those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. Far fewer respondents approved of President Biden's handling of the overall situation in Afghanistan. Only 38% said they approved of how the withdrawal was being handled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We played a clip earlier of Joe Biden in his press conference, and it was just, it was amazing. It was just so lacked energy. It was exactly what you see, what you saw with Biden in the little bit of campaigning that he did before the big cheat. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hope you go out and check out what we do, because we think our work is important. We think you'll find it to be important. And even if you don't get it, here's what I will tell you about our work. Everything we do is meant to nip in the bud leftism and promote conservatism for the long haul. And to be honest with you, to say promote conservatism, that's not even really the case. It's to promote the free markets and allow people to be themselves. Not what, for example, social media does or the doxing that the left does. I don't care if we disagree. You can still, you know, it's okay. Whatever I'm doing, if you disagree, you know, in other words, whether you like my idea for social media or whatever, fine. I'm never going to stop you from expressing yourself, even if I think what you say is idiotic. I'm never going to stop it. I think it's okay. I know it's a very cumbersome way of getting that out, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm not always the silver-tongued devil I claim to be. I want to talk about this Joe Biden press conference, though. We've alluded to it, but as the clips that I saw, the one part about it was just the lack of energy. And the idea that he's trying to, you know, gin up the idea of we're going to get him. Even George Bush, as much of a dingbat that guy was, you know, when he stood on the thing and says, you know, we were chasing him down or whatever, you got the feeling he would do it. Look, I don't think the Bush family, I used to want to meet George Bush. It was one of my things to do. This is before I got into politics. After I got into politics, I was like, that's the last dude I want to meet. But I'll give him this. When they bombed the World Trade Centers and he acted and he started going after him, I was proud of him. He's still an idiot. I see why people didn't want him in office. I actually agree with him now. But in that respect, he did okay. Joe Biden, not the case. Nothing to like here. Nothing to point at and look at and go, boy, this is good. You know, this is a great idea. And one group, they were talking about this. They said, once again, he's unfit to lead based on this news conference. And the news conference was after the death of 13 U.S. Marines in Afghanistan, 90 civilians, and Joe Biden's kind of got this flippant little thing. And I've told many people, if you watch Biden, he's not, there's no real concern for the people that die or the people who are anguished, hiding behind enemy lines, you know, crying. And this stuff is getting to us. Let me put it a different way. If Trump were president, they would be the lead. They call it the lead. The top story across this nation would be them playing a clip of this woman who was saying, I don't think I'm going to see my children again. And she's crying. It would be the lead.
Donald Trump leaving people behind. His mess in Afghanistan has created this. And they would be bombarding Trump.
Everybody knows it. They started out doing it with Biden, but they're not going to continue. I promise you. They're going to start shifting gears. It's already starting to happen. It happened even faster than I thought. The memo got out. Look, stop beating Biden up. Let's shift the narrative. Let's not talk about how bad it is. Let's talk about how good it's going to be. Because, see, they never have to answer to that. Global climate change. If we fight it now, it'll save the world. Well, maybe the world was going to be saved without it. How would we know? If we don't put these masks on, if we don't get this shot, we're all going to die. Or maybe we won't. They always give you this is going to stop millions of people from dying. Or it won't. Nobody ever gets to question that, because then you're an anti-vaxxer or you're a climate denier or whatever. They have classic names. But here's what I'm telling you, people listening to Kevin Jackson right now. Do you know who he is? He's the person you're listening to talking about himself in the third person. He already told you. You know the playbook. You know what they're going to do. How are they fooling you? They can't fool you if you already know. So I'm pimping it in advance. They're going to shift from the people getting killed. They've already started. Joe Biden and all of his generals.
Well, there will be casualties. I mean, it's inevitable. There's got to be casualties.
No, there doesn't. Yeah, all you got to do is go, what makes you say that?
Well, listen, there was no great time to leave.
Yes, there was. There was a great time to leave. And there was a way to do it without a loss of a single American life. And we went. Donald Trump would be initiating this evacuation from a golf course. I've said it. I've written about it. There would be nothing about this that he would be stressed over. You want to know why? Because he would already lay it out. Here's how we're going to leave, when we're going to leave. Here's the army, what they're going to do. He would have command. He would say, are you guys ready? We'll give you a little bit of support. We'll make this transition smooth. And oh, by the way, if any American is touched, you're dead. Did you see the scene in The Godfather where they're going to bring Michael Corleone back from Italy because he's in hiding after he shot the cop, the crooked cop? And Corleone says, they kill Santino. And he calls a meeting. And he says, all right, you got my hothead kid, the one running my organization while I was, almost killed because you guys put a hit out on me. But I survived. He says, and I'm going to forgive you all for the hit you tried to put on me. And I'm even going to forgive you for the hit that you did on my son. That's business. But I'm going to bring my third son back. And if anything should befall my son, then you're going to see the wrath of me. And he says, when I leave this room, my vendettas, everything's going. But something happens to my youngest son, and there's going to be hell to pay. You remember that scene? Who ended up running the organization? His youngest son. Did anybody attempt on his life at that point? No. Nobody. Because he made it clear. And let me tell you, I don't know. I've never been at that level of anything. I mean, I've run some pretty significant business pieces or whatever, but I've never been at this level to know this. But I can tell you this, at my level, my family level, I'll tell you this. If anything were to befall my children, I promise you, anybody involved would be killed. I say that publicly. If somebody messed with one of my children, did anything to them, hurt them, killed them, maimed them in any way, I will absolutely kill them. And I don't think there's anybody listening to this program who thinks, oh, Kevin, that's hyperbole. And then there are people listening going, Kevin, that's really mean-spirited. Ask your spouse, what would they do? So there's a way that we can protect this nation. And Donald Trump would have said, hey, listen, we're pulling out of here. If anything should befall any of my children, and you know what the Afghanis would have done? Absolutely nothing. Do you realize that from the moment that Trump announced that we were going to pull out till August 25th, when they decided they were going to bomb that base, not a single thing had happened. The Taliban was well aware. Nothing happened. Here's what they said. Before we get into that, I want to go back to what these guys were saying about Biden, because I'm going to get into what the numbers were. But they said, this guy writes, during the half-long briefing, the doddering 78-year-old career politician looked weak and confused while reading from a teleprompter after the two bomb attacks at the Kabul airport. One was at the airport, one was at a hotel. The optics were horrible. First, Biden was 25 minutes late, suggesting he had no sense of urgency following the deadliest attacks on American forces since 2001. Second, the news conference was held a shocking 8 hours after the bombings. This is an inexcusably long period of time for the White House to wait before acting to the brutal killings of Americans on foreign soil. And when Biden finally spoke, his voice was barely a faint whisper. I played the clip. I told you, we're going to get him. It's going to be, we'll chase him down. We'll do it on our own terms, yada, yada, yada. But let's talk about the eight-hour delay. Why do you think there was an eight-hour delay before Biden would immediately, go into action in what would be typically something you would do immediately? Why do you think there was a delay? Because I have a reason that I believe. And I bet most of you know what it is already. You want to know what my thoughts are? Okay, I'm not even going to wait and do it as a teaser. My thoughts are this. Biden wasn't alert enough. Biden was in one of those, and Jill's like, it's okay, Joey, it's okay, mommy's here, yeah, oh, mommy's here, okay. Biden was in one of his stupors. They couldn't do anything because he only can work a certain number of hours a day, and where he's lucid. And that's why you got an 8 hour delay. And when they finally got him, he still wasn't all there. We're going to get him. Just remind me who they are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm still chuckling at the idea of a demented clown like Biden being in charge of this nation. It's decisions on what to do in effectively a time of war. Wow. What an evacuation. What a failure. And they're trying to spin it. I was thinking about, you remember the movie Taken with Liam Neeson? I will find you, and I will kill you. And the guy goes, good luck. And that's all Liam Neeson needed. Well, that's essentially what happened with these ISIS-K guys. Biden just, all I need to hear is a whisper. The dude was on the phone. Hello, I'll find you, and I will kill you on your tuk-tuk. It cracks me up that these people believe that anybody with a modicum of sense will believe that they killed the people responsible for the bombings. And the body count keeps going up. 13 Marines, 169 Afghanis now. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm not laughing at the death. Hey, we're all going to face death. You can't laugh because then people will be laughing when you die. But here's what I'll tell you. People are going to laugh at me, want to pee on my grave. I don't care. My life will have been lived. It will have been lived to the fullest. And that's all you can ask for. And what comes next is going to be even greater. At least that's what I believe. If you're a Christ follower, you believe it as well. So anyway, Joe Biden playing Liam Neeson is funny to me because it's Joe Biden trying to imitate Hollywood. It isn't Hollywood imitating a real-life situation, which is theoretically what Liam Neeson did, and I don't even know how real that was. But it is the type of thing that a father, if he did work for the clandestine agencies, would probably do to go get his daughter back. I know it would be no ends for me. Anyway, here's what we did. Joe Biden left a treasure trove of information for the Taliban. I read these stories. They didn't even destroy stuff. You have to wonder, what type of operation are we running? You've seen the movies. When the base is overrun, did you guys see 13 Hours? When the base is overrun, the CIA starts getting burn bags. They start destroying stuff. You scuttle the ship. You push a button, and it, like in one of our jets, you push a button, that jet, you eject. When you get out of there, that thing is supposed to be destroyed, blown into pieces, almost impossible to reverse engineer. Not Biden. They left all the information. They left billions of dollars in equipment. I think I told you guys, the Taliban are taking joyrides in Apache helicopters. Wow. You would think, let me just put it this way. I think Biden might be on their side. Lord knows baby black Jesus was. He had more Muslims I'm talking about radicals, Muslim Brotherhood people in his administration. And we're infiltrated. We're infiltrated by the Chinese. We're infiltrated by the people that follow Islam to the hilt, that hate women and, you know, think of us as infidels. We are infiltrated. And if you don't believe it, you better wake up. It's not a conspiracy. We're infiltrated. We have spies and bad guys all around us, and they want to see us fall. It would be different if they were infiltrating us so that they could say, let's take what they do well, and then we're going to go build a better civilization. Go for it. Good luck. Infiltrate the crap out of us. China, come find out what we do well. Take it back. See what you can do with it. Because, see, I believe that there's nothing that's going to replace what we do. Back to Biden. He's making the Taliban look good. Credibility is what he's giving them. And what's interesting is he's working with them. The Taliban supposedly released these ISIS captors. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? Oh, no, they're battling with each other because they don't think the other group is radical enough. Look, if you went into a prison and you saw fellow Americans, maybe you even disagreed with them, and they've been held hostage by some group that we all don't like, would you leave your fellow Americans? Well, look, if it was Pelosi and Schumer, I ain't going to lie, I'd leave them in there, and Hillary Clinton and all of them. But the average American that you have a disagreement with, you would free her. You'd be like, man, y'all been in here long enough. You'd open up the cages and let these people out. And that's what the Taliban did. They were like, even though we do not agree with you 100%, we let you out because we hate America. Wait a minute, not with America. So they let him out. And now what is Team Demento doing? Hey, listen, here are all the names of the people that helped us while we were here. And if you don't mind, if you happen to see them, please give them safe passage to the airport. Oh, wait. No, don't send them to the airport because they're suicide bombers. Let me think. Where should we send them? I don't know. They don't even have a place to send them. Do you realize that they're telling Americans, don't come to the airport? Why? You think maybe Biden's a little bit afraid that there may be some more killings? Because, you know, he got the bad guys, and what's that supposed to do? The bad guys are gone, man. They've been put on alert. We will come, and we will get... I will find you, and I will kill you. Good luck. They put them on alert, right? Aren't they supposed to be scared? If they're so scared, my question is, why is it that you're still telling Americans, don't come? Because that's what they're saying. Joe Biden told every American, all you got to do is get to the airport. You get to the airport and it's all good. Anyway, here's the record. Trump had negotiated a peace accord, a historic peace accord, just like he did between the Middle and the Israelis, the Jews in the Middle East, Israel in the Middle East. And Trump had negotiated this between the Taliban and the Afghan government, and he did it in February of 2020. This set the May 1st deadline of 2021 for the conditions-based withdrawal of U.S. forces. Between February 20th and August 25th of 2021, the Taliban never attacked U.S. or NATO troops. It was the first time in 20 years that no American died in combat in Afghanistan for a year and a half. No American. And in one day, Joe Biden killed 13 Marines and dozens, that what's the number now, 169, who knows, 183, it'll probably keep going up as people continue to die from these suicide bombers. But Joe Biden's incompetence killed 13 Marines in a single day. And you know what they're talking about? The number of people who've been airlifted. Joe Biden, leadership. Why don't you give him a Nobel Peace Prize while you're at it? For doing what? What Trump already said he was going to do. And what he would have done without the loss of a single American life. And everybody knows. And the media is not talking about it. And you want to know what else the media is not talking about? You ready? They're not talking about how all these Afghanis don't have masks. They're not vaccinated. If you see a picture of any C-17 taking off, it's full of not dozens, hundreds of people leaving. They are cramped in there like sardines. And meanwhile, here in America, you're getting masked, you're getting checked. TSA requires you to wear your mask, blah, blah, blah. What happened to the federal mandates that Joe Biden put out? Oh, that's right. I get it. Hold on a minute. Let me back up. COVID doesn't do anything when in a time of strife. COVID, the Wu flu goes, you know what? These people got enough on their plate. I'm not going to make them wear a mask or socially distance or be vaccinated because, you know, hey, it's a trying time. So here's the brag. Joe Biden has evacuated 30,000 people without a death. Oh, shoot, they're deaths. Still, before you jump on Joe Biden, let's look at the numbers. Joe Biden has freed 88,000 people. Oh, now it's 113, whatever the number is. It's hundreds of thousands or whatever. Let me tell you what they're never going to tell you. None of these people were vaccinated, wore masks, or socially distanced, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in Afghanistan, and it doesn't matter here. Now, when they get to where they're going, you know what they're going to make those Afghanis do? Put on masks and socially distance, because they got to start the narrative back. It's all fake, man. It's all fake. And we'll go into this even more, because I'm going to be calling out the media for their hypocrisy, because nobody's even mentioned it. Where's the discussion of how we're bringing all these sick people in and blah, blah, blah? None of it. Not a peep. Joe Biden plays Liam Neeson in Taken 17. We will find you and we will fake kill you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.